Cher hitting the campaign trail in Nevada, Arizona to speak on behalf of Biden-Harris. By Hannah Blow on October 22, 2020. Left-wing pop star Cher is hitting the campaign trail in Nevada and battleground Arizona as the presidential election barrels down, to speak on behalf of Biden-Harris. Going Nevada and Arizona to speak on behalf of Biden-Harris, the Believe singer announced Wednesday night. According to the Biden campaign, the anti-Trump Grammy Award winner will stop in Las Vegas, Nevada, on Saturday and visit Phoenix, Arizona, on Sunday. The campaign offered few details on the events. The move shouldn't come as much shock to many. Earlier this year, the burlesque actress explained why she is voting for the former vice president, telling Billboard that she views Biden as an honest man. "I like Joe. I've known Joe for a long, long, long time," the Emmy-winning star said. "I had a meeting once with him and I thought, you know what? This is an honest man. It was way before he was with Barack Obama. We had a conversation and he was so painfully honest." However, Cher admitted that Biden is not a perfect candidate but added, "Everybody's got faults, but at least he has a soul and he understands pain." She also noted that Biden, 77, has been a politician for a gazillion years. "I think he still has got it or I wouldn't vote. I'm actually registered as an independent. It means I don't agree with everybody, but in the final analysis, you have to vote for the one side you hate the least," she added. Cher does not mince words when it comes to her disdain for President Trump. In September, the Strong Enough singer called Trump a mass murderer and floated death as a possible punishment before deleting the unhinged tweet. It read, "There's a blame for killing someone, it's called murder. If you murder more than one person, you're a mass murderer. There are many punishments for different degrees of murder, but when someone knowingly murders people, the punishment is death. Trump's a mass murderer. She has also issued a dire warning, concluding that America will never see another election by the people if Trump wins a second term.